USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. It did not take long for Republicans to slam the plea deal for Hunter Biden. Here's the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy.
Do you think it's equal and fair that a political opponent is going to be given jail time, but a presidential son, and if you compare this to other individuals in America that have these same accusations against them, the same crimes that they had been guilty of, that they were proposed to have 10 years, another time period?
The president's son will plead guilty to 2 misdemeanor tax charges and take part in a diversion program related to being an addict in possession of a gun. A White House statement says the president and first lady love their son and support him as he continues to rebuild his life. The judge hearing the classified documents case against former President Trump has set August 14th as the start of the trial, but Trump's lawyers will certainly ask for a delay. What will it take to rescue 5 people on board a small submarine that's missing near the wreck of the Titanic? Very special gear, according to retired U.S. Navy subcommander David Marquet.
The kind of equipment is prevalent in the oil well industry, where they need to put wells on the bottom in water that's this deep, and they have remotely operated vehicles.
The submersible has about 2 days of oxygen left as Coast Guard, Navy, and private vessels search an area of the Atlantic that's about the size of Connecticut and is more than 2 miles deep. Brace yourself for more severe weather today, even as people in some small towns around Mississippi try to recover from the tornadoes that struck yesterday.
Felt like a giant was hitting the house with a sledgehammer.
I'm still shook up, man, because I'm thankful to be alive.
New Orleans and parts of southern Alabama and Mississippi could get the worst of the storms today. Those storms could reach the Florida Peninsula by tomorrow. Tropical Storm Brett's bearing down on the eastern Caribbean. It's expected to be a hurricane by tomorrow. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Sadness in Denver, the Twin Cities, and Major League Baseball as the longtime voice of the Colorado Rockies is silent.
And this ball is well hit to deep left field. And that is over the head of Steer. One run.
Former Rockies announcer George Frazier has died. The ex-pitcher worked the Rockies booth from 1998 until 2015. His 10-year playing career included a World Series ring with the Minnesota Twins in 1987. George Frazier was 68. One of the best and most popular NFL players of the past few years, J.J. Watt, might be in the TV booth this season.
According to the New York Post, the recently retired NFL defensive end has several offers to become a part-time TV analyst. The report says that CBS is viewed as the favorite to land Watt, with both NBC and the NFL Network also expressing interest. Watt retired this past season after an historic career with the Houston Texans and Arizona Cardinals. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Our current NFL stars facing big-time legal trouble. Patriots cornerback Jack Jones is due in court in Boston today after his arrest Friday at Logan Airport for having 2 loaded handguns in the bag he was trying to carry onto an airplane. One of those weapons had an extra-large magazine, which is illegal in Massachusetts. Jones faces many other firearms charges related to the incident. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA, yeah.